Well, I am Juliette Fromhold, and as we do this time of year, it is time to preview the Miami Valley Music Festival. The 2017 edition is going down Friday, July 21st, and Saturday, July 22nd at the Troy Eagles Campground. And we're going to give you more festival details, but first, we have a wonderful crew of returning guests in the studio that are going to give us a musical preview. We've got four great local musicians. We've got Sharon Lane, Rich Reuter, Kylene Downs, and Tim Pritchard in the house with us. And Miss Sharon Lane, would you do us the honor of starting us out with a song?
Well, yeah. Girl in that house, you know she got lots of little babies. They're running, they're hiding, oh, they're driving her crazy. Different fathers that don't bother, well, they don't seem to care. Oh, crying, oh, well, yeah. There's a man in his house, you know he stares at his kitchen table. She's left him again. You know he ain't able to give it one more time, to give it one more chance. He crying, oh, he crying, oh, well, yeah. People with blank faces under a bridge cry as cars pass on by like they're off to the races. They cover their children with their own souls. They're living in the land of the free. Home of the homeless, yes, they're wondering if they'll make it through another day. Crying, oh, crying, oh, well, yeah. That is what that's a boy in that house, you know he's running from Satan. He runs from the grip of his daddy's hands. You know he hides in the closet behind the suitcases. Help if you can, na 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 na. Help if you can, ba 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 da da. An old lady in that house, you know she stares out her picture window. She dreams of a boy that she knew long ago. She plants imaginary flowers in imaginary gardens. Oh, she say, well, you know it's been all right, uh-huh. You know, well, you know, not so bad, uh-huh. Ba 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 da da. Oh, crying, oh, well, yeah. People with blank faces under a bridge cry as cars pass on by like they're off to the races. They cover their children with their own souls. They're living in the land of the free. Home of the homeless, yes, I'm wondering if they'll make it through another day. Crying, oh, crying, oh, crying, oh, they're crying, oh, well, yeah.
Sharon Lane live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're going to be back to talk with Miss Sharon here in just a moment. But first, we've got some more music for you. Rich Reuter, would you do one for us?
Absolutely. Gently on her skin, dawn is waking to the wind. She gently breathes and she begins. Lady Sunshine knows the score. Nothing less and nothing more. But she will change just like before. Golden sky summer, she is elegant. The wind moves and sways with her sighs. She brings the light and the love. See the rise and fall in her eyes. We're shining lovely off the lake, leaving trails behind her wake. She always gives more than she takes. Well, Lady Sunshine knows the score. Nothing less and nothing more. And she will open every door. Golden sky summer, she is elegant. The wind moves and sways with her sighs. She brings the light and the love. See the rise and fall in her eyes. In motion, taking flight. Her body shifts into the night. She comes in waves across the sky. Lady Sunshine knows the score. Nothing less and nothing more. A mystery that you adore. Golden sky summer, she is elegant. Wind moves and sways in her sighs. She brings the light and the love. See the rise and fall in her eyes.
Retreater live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Up next in our Miami Valley Music Festival preview, Miami Valley Music Fest preview, we have Kyleen Downs. And Kyleen, would you play one for us?
For sure. This is a little love song called Perfect Ending.
Taking a walk with you might be the best thing to do, 'cause we can only go as fast as our shoes. And at the end of the day, if you still want me to stay and you like what I've said, then it will be something nice for you. If you'll do something nice too, we'll be something nice too, and we'll be better off, you see, than we have ever been.
Kylene Downs, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We also have Tim Pritchard in the house. Tim, would you play one for us?
Well, most definitely. It's a song called The Power. Not all has been lost or squandered in vain. Not every door been opened to the rain. But I'd be lying to you if I denied these blues or tried to lose the noose around my neck. We're going down, down, down and out of it. Too damn proud to quit. I gave too much weight, ain't no reason to celebrate. So let's drink up and forget it. Is there a place where we could go and live out a quiet hour? I'd give it all away if I had anything left, or if I had the power. Coffee, wine, moon, and sun. Shake, stagger, then I'm done. Homespun, nothing but love and oblivion. We're out on the roof calling cuckoo. Well, I'd never lie to you. I'd bear it all and barely even make it through. Cause we're going down, down, down and out of it. Too damn proud to quit. I gave too much away, it ain't no reason to celebrate. So let's drink up and forget it. Is there a place where we could go and live out a quiet hour? I'd give it all away if I had anything left, or if I had the power. We're going down, down, down and out of it. Too damn proud to quit. I gave too much away, it ain't no reason to celebrate. So let's drink up and forget it. Is there a place where we could go and live out a quiet hour? I'd give it all away if I had anything left, or if I had the power. Yeah, I'd give it all away if I had anything left, or if I had the power, oh, if I had.
Tim Pritchard, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. So it's welcome back to all of you, all returning guests, though I haven't seen most of you in a little while. Kylene, I saw you fairly recently.
March,
yeah, back
March.
back in the spring. But it's been a little while for everybody. So starting off, tell me a little bit about what y'all have been up to musically so far this year. What's it been like?
Awesome.
It's a good place
it's
to
incredible.
Start. So what have you been doing? Playing out a lot with your various projects?
Myself, I've mostly been working on records with the Boxcar Suite and Shrug. So playing out some, but I guess it's not quite as awesome as I thought. We haven't been playing out as much.
It's pretty awesome working on albums.
Well, working on albums is good.
And you had a hand in the Salvador Ross album too, right?
Yeah, we finished that. Well, we finished it at the end of last year, and it was released back in February. And I worked with Salvador Ross to record, mix, and help produce the record. So.
Very nice. Very nice. What about the rest of you guys? What's the year been like so far?
I've just been staying busy playing with Great Northern String Band primarily, but kind of just doing random guest spots with other people, and picked up some new instruments like lapsteel so I could, you know, fraternize with my colleagues a little more and pick up gigs here and there. So that's been really fun. So I've been getting to do some, play with some different people, hang out with friends that, you know, and so it's been a really great time.
Nice. So how has the process of learning both the instrument of the lapsteel and how it fits in with these various projects that you've been sitting in, how has that been as a learning process?
It's been really good. It's it certainly is it's different tuning, a different style of hitting the strings and making notes, and a different role because you're almost more kind of keyboardish and, you know, playing some chords and laying over it. So it's definitely a different perspective, and that's kind of why I like to jump around on different instruments when I can, because it, you know, it puts you in a different mindset. It kind of reintroduces you to music in a different way, and it definitely comes back to when you return to your primary instrument. You end up with a lot of different perspective.
Nice, very nice. Sharon, Kylene, what about you guys? What have you been up to this year?
You go ahead.
Okay. Well, I guess the big thing, I've been playing a lot with the band that I put together to do my original music. So our drummer joined us in February, and we've just kind of been integrating each other all together in this group and working together and writing some new stuff. Like I had some ideas, and so that's kind of exciting, and that, you know, sparks the idea, okay, maybe, you know, recording down the road or something like that. So I've had a lot of fun gigs playing with the band, and have to say that's been a good joy for this year so far. Yeah.
And it's got to be cool too, as you're getting to the point with the band, because I know last time you were here we talked about this a little bit with the whole band, where you get to that point where you stop kind of being individual musicians playing together and start really like functioning as a band, as a unit. And that's got to be such an exciting place to be for you all.
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, I've played with a lot of groups, and it takes time to put that in. So to have had that time with everybody, I'm like, all right, I know what you're going to do. I can look around and, you know, smile at people and not be like, what are we doing right now? I have to focus so hard. So, yeah. And we have a lot of fun together, too. So that's a lot of goodness, too.
Excellent, excellent. And Sharon, what about you?
Well, you know, I'm retired. And so, actually, I just kind of do things like I'm still working on an album that has started 3 years ago. But I promise it's going to be good. Everybody that's listened to it so far goes, man, that's really good. But I don't know. And I just kind of bombard people's stages.
That's fun.
So, you know, I just kind of, if I want to get up there, I just kind of wander up, because I figure now I can blame everything on old age. So I do. I say, oh, I'm old. I'm sorry. But having fun, listening to these young people play great music. And I was saying earlier how there's just so much good stuff coming out of people that each year it just gets better, it seems. And so I'm hanging out with good people, digging up on good things, definitely eating some good food, being retired. Did I say that?
and all the good things in life, right?
And playing what I want when I want to play. I think there's a different thing when you're not trying to reach a goal and release so many CDs every year or whatever, that you have to do. I mean, it's just part of that dream, and it's all right. But when you reach a part where you're just playing, and you're playing like you're in your living room, and you don't really care if you like, I always say, if you like me, that's real cool, but if you don't, I'm sorry. Go on, you know? And to reach that spot of being comfortable. I'm a comfortable musician now.
What a great place to be in.
Yeah, it really is. It's a wonderful place.
And it's got to be.
Wait.
I know.
I'm currently petrified, so it's nice to
see. It's like hashtag life goals right there. Yeah, exactly.
I love these young folks, man. They include me, and it just makes me feel good, you
well,
know.
And it's got to be so fun for you, too, because every time you're here, you're with – you know, similar players, but it's always like a different, very interesting, diverse crew of musicians that you're sitting in with. And
Absolutely. That's
got to be so fun for you as a musician to get to sit in with all these different styles of music and all of that.
Well, you know, I've always been doing what I do or straight ahead blues. That's what most people know me as. And that's where I kind of earned the biggest part of my living was during those days. But the thing that, like, one of the songs that I've recorded that's going to be on this CD has a violin on it, you know, a fiddle, John's playing, and Spurt's playing, you know, some mandolin. Well, I love bluegrass, I love my heritage, but I've never even envisioned my music with those instruments, and we started playing around, and oh my God, I'm in love with myself. It's like, I listen to the song, and I'm like, who is this woman? I love her. And no, it's just amazing. So you're right. Absolutely. It's afforded me to play around with things that I've just enjoyed so much.
That's awesome. Awesome. So in talking about playing with an awesome crew of people, it's festival season, guys. And of course, you know, we're here tonight to talk about Miami Valley Music Fest, which is happening July 21st and 22nd at Troy Eagles Campground. And so let's see. I know Sharon and Rich and Kyleen are returning guests. Tim, is this your first time playing the festival?
I played the festival a few different times.
Okay,
acts. We did the big band tribute.
That's
there.
Right.
It was the first time I played there. And the Boxcar Suite is going out and played.
Yeah,
a couple of years. This year, I have a new band.
I say, what is the name
with
of this?
Faces.
And tell me about this.
This is the Tim Pritchard Revelry. So I've got this sort of acoustic electric project that I do with Chip Pritchard, my pops, and Brian Spurk from time to time, and then whoever happens to be at a rehearsal space when we're getting together. And it's just when the stars align, and it's gone by different names. It's been Spurk and the Family, Tim Pritchard and Friends, the Chip Pritchard Communion, you know, whatever we feel like. This time around, the Boxcar Suite kind of wanted to play again this year, but our bass player, Phil, is out for this month welcoming a child into the world with his wife, Jamie.
Yay.
Small detail.
So important that he didn't have obligations, and thought, well, you know, we could get I know this other bass player, and I'm this mandolin player, and decided they were into it, and John Lardenwall has been playing with us as well.
Great.
And so it's a kind of a brand new thing with people that already know these songs. So
I love it.
Some
new
stuff
that's
too.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And so too, with kind of the expanding, contracting, rotating lineup, this is going to be like a one-time thing, essentially like a moment in time, because if you see the band again, it could be different.
Yes, I would anticipate it.
Yes.
This lineup might happen again.
Yeah,
you know,
it could.
It's
it
not
could.
As predictable as the stars.
Yeah. I like that. Oh, that's very fun. Awesome. And Kyleen, will you be bringing the whole band or doing solo this time around?
I will be bringing the band. Yep. We'll be on the acoustic stage. I think we're closing it out on Saturday night. But what I love about, so I played last year, I played solo. And, like, the stage, the lighting, the sound, everything is just so nice, you know. Everything is really well taken care of. And I remember the last year, the sound guy, Andy, I mean, I was up there solo acoustic, but he was like, you want a little fog? He was shooting a little fog my way, and he was doing some awesome lighting. you know, I wasn't at the point where I had the band together. And but yeah, this year I was like, okay, band, come on, let's do this. So yeah, we're gonna fill that acoustic stage, and I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. So
awesome,
yeah.
Awesome. And Rich, I know that you play with so many people, and you're also kind of in the role of one of the guys behind the scenes, helping make this happen with Brad and his crew as well. Who are we gonna see you on stage with this time around?
I'll be playing with Great Northern String Band on Friday. Cherry Lee also in the Hot Rod Hounds on Friday. I've been sitting in with them on lap steel a lot. And while we're on the subject, happy birthday, Brian Hoflick.
Happy birthday, Brian Hoflick.
It's Brian's birthday today.
Yeah.
Also, it'll be kind of a treat. We're dusting off Lost on Iddings and playing on Saturday afternoon.
Nice.
This particular kind of group hasn't played together for a couple years, although we've all regularly kind of play in some configuration or other, but it's nice to get this particular lineup back together. So we're going to do a set on Saturday, and then I've been bugging a couple other people about playing lap steel, so we'll see. Hopefully more. But yeah, so I've got busy, but not too busy. It'll be a fun weekend for me.
Rich, are you just going to be walking around with your lap steel?
I'm like, pretty
much. You and Sharon will be like,
you want to be in the rivalry?
I do. I'm going to have a little, we'll play lap steel for...
Just put him on the back of a golf cart and just ride him around and just push him off when it's his turn to play.
I know some festivals do actually have like artists and residency type things. Mm-hmm. So, I would always like to do something like that, or at least beat out Eric Reith and Chris Plank for the number of bands played in.
There you go.
They'll beat anyone.
Yeah, I know.
They play with everybody. I played one year at Miami Valley. I think I played with four different things. That's real fun. It's crazy. It's real fun, though.
And I think it's worth noting that Eric Reith does hold the individual musician record for most times on Kaleidoscope with his various projects.
If he and Chris weren't rehearsing with Nasty Bingo this evening,
they'd be here.
Actually, I'm going to stop inviting him so I can try and...
There you go. You can try to beat him. The challenge is set. And Sharon, I know you're going to be on the solo stage as well, but I'm guessing you're going to be sitting in with some folks on their sets too?
You know, I don't know. You know, like I said, I just kind of go and do what I want to and then blame it on old age. So if I want to sing harmony with somebody, I don't have a problem just doing it, you know. So right now I'm just, you know, the schedule is I'm just playing the solo stage. And I think I've done all of Miami Valley's but one.
Yeah.
I don't think I did the first one, but I've done... You know, Brad Denson is a great guy, and I'm always welcomed, and that just is a good thing. It makes me happy. So I'll be in the solo stage doing it again. You know, we've got Vicki Brown's right ahead of me. Vicki Brown is going to be there with her partner and Greg, and we might do some four-handed boogie-woogie before we're done.
Oh, nice.
You don't know. It could happen.
That would be cool.
It happened last year, and it was amazing.
Oh, see?
That was a nice set to sit through.
Well, so that's one thing I wanted to ask you guys as all returning bands, you know, and especially to Rich, because you mentioned, you know, Lost on Iddings is going to be doing a set, which I know Lost on Iddings is really how I got to know this festival in the first place, and how this preview relationship's kind of started. So there's definitely a family vibe among both the performers and the attendees, and this is something that I've seen grow and grow and grow. And as the festival grows, the community is getting tighter. What are your kind of experiences of being part of this festival community or family?
Well, I just was going to say, because Sharon is here, last year was like the first time I got to sit down and like talk with Sharon. And you know, I knew her, and, you know, we'd done other festivals, but, I mean, we were just hanging out in the tent, both listening to, I think, Achilles Tenderloin, and you know, she just was like, hey, get over here, and just start talking with me. And so, it's very welcoming, and yeah, a lot of the, you know, just the people attending were happy to come up and kind of talk music, you know, after they heard your set, and it just makes you feel good and welcome, and it's nice.
Excellent.
I think there's a good communion there that has the people that come there that they appreciate being outside and in a beautiful, it's a beautiful camping area, and they love music. And so, you know, as a musician with me for me, I always think, you know, if I didn't have good listeners, if I didn't have a good audience, well, then, okay, you know, if the tree falls in the wood type thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's people, the people that come there love music, and they love knowing what you're about and listening to you and supporting you, and the kids are playing, and it's just, and Brad does it right.
Mm-hmm.
This festival is done extremely well. It's put together and organized well, and we have good people like Rich here, and then, you know, we all want to play it because we're treated extremely well and we have such a good time.
And I think it's, you know, just built on a series of positive things. I mean, starting mm-hmm. with the fact that the proceeds go to local communities to try and that there's a chance for the communities to come and set up and share what they do to raise awareness for their causes and things like that. And it's just a really friendly, positive atmosphere, and it's very laid back, and you just kind of wander from space to space, run into people you know, meet new people, listen to different kinds of music. There's just a variety of experiences to be had, and it just has a, for lack of a better term, has a good vibe about it, and I think time after time when people come, they always want to come back, and, you know, that's pretty much how the festival has grown, is word of mouth. It's people going out there and having such a great experience, they want to come back, they want to bring their friends, and so it's been a really organic growth over the years with the festival. It's not really jumped up to a big level, but I don't think it really needs to. It's kind of always feels like the right amount of people there and good people, and there's, you know, not really problems. You can bring your family, as you said. There's stuff for kids to do, and
yeah,
that's a great time.
And then there's camper pies.
Yes. You gotta be in the know.
I was going to say, we're going to have to talk more about that because it sounds like
a trade secret. Just stop by where I'm camping and I will feed you lots of camper pies.
Oh, you heard it here, folks. Well, we're going to talk more about Miami Valley Music Fest here in just a moment, but let's keep those good vibes going with some more music. Tim, would you do another one for us?
Sure. I'll do a newer song here called The Rakes of Yore. Nothingness to the ruins, ran around careless, outshine the moon, and we're carrying counterfeit cash pajamas, bought the place around the bend, paid off the farmers, tapping the same vein. Bleed and bleed it for more. Draining the family name with the rakes of yore. A requiem for innocence, promises dissension. Burning, listless, in a house of pleasure. But you got it, you should flaunt it, at least while you can. Oh, it's highway robbery, so drink up and pay the man. Tied to the tracks again, alms for the poor. In the Holy Creed with the rakes of yore. Well, curses, incantations, bloodlust and potions, reached for some water, swam through an ocean. You got a sacred cow, you should milk it for all it's worth. Well, there's thirst in the
barren fields on an endless search. Sandy the Seraphim prayed and implored, please have mercy on the race of yore. Yes, I sang to the angels, Lord, I implore, please have mercy on the wrecks of yore.
Tim Pritchard, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Kylene, can we hear another one?
Definitely. Since I played a love song to open, I'm going to play a breakup song to close. It's called 6 Years.
Stretch my arms so far, so I can't use them anymore. No, I can't use them anymore. Why do I give and give till I can't give it anymore? No, I can't give it anymore. But I've got a weakness. You know my weakness. It's just seeing you smile. It's just seeing you smile. But where did it get me? Where did it take me? I'm just spinning in the mud. I'm just spinning in the mud. What am I saying? Why am I complaining? Well, I got legs of my own. I guess I can walk alone. Don't think I'll mind it. The peace and quiet. Well, everyone I see, they'll be happier for me. But I've got a secret. You know my secret. Well, I can't let you go. You taught me everything I know. So how do I walk away? How do I make that space? I want those memories to last. Can't forget about the past. So it's come to be this crazy mixing of caring for someone while you help them load up the gun. Repetition is key in learning these things. Well, I'm a master martyr. I'll no doubt suffer harder. But I've got to keep it. You know I'll keep it. Well, just to give it back, I can't accept what you left. But when I say it, I know I can't blame it on you and you alone. I need to come into my own.
Kylene Downs, live on Kaleidoscope on WISO. Rich, do you have another one for us?
I do. Since I'll be playing with my Grateful Dead tribute band, Great Northern String Band, I'll do one of my favorite Dead tunes.
I told Althea I was feeling lost, lacking in some direction. Althea told me, okay, that's fine, but my back might need protection. I told Althea the treachery is tearing me limb from limb. Althea told me, now, cool down, boy. Settle back, easy, Jim. You maybe Saturday's child all grown, moving with a pinch of grace. You may be a clown in the burying ground, or just another pretty face. You may be the fate of Ophelia, to sleep and perchance to dream. Honest to the point of recklessness, self-centered to the extreme. Nobody messing with you but you. Your friends are getting most concerned. Loose with the truth, baby, it's your fire. Baby, I hope you don't get burned. When the smoke has cleared, she said, that's what she said to me. Gonna want a bed to lay your head and a little sympathy. Well, there are things you can replace, and others you cannot. The time has come to weigh those things. This place is getting hot. You know this place is getting hot. Told Althea I'm a roving sign, and I was born to be a bachelor. Althea told me, okay, that's fine. Now I'm trying to catch her. Can't talk to you without talking to me. We're guilty of the same old thing, thinking a lot about less and less, and forgetting the love we bring.
Intruder, live on Kaleidoscope. Sharon, would you grace us with some more?
I will. Thank you. I want to say thank you. See, I have this private concert here, and I want to say thank you to all of you. It's so nice to hear you and be in this room with all of you. And thanks to you, too, and why so always.
Yeah.
I will always be grateful to this radio station. I wrote a real sad love song. I was trying to, like, beat out John Moreland on his real sad love song. And I knew I couldn't beat Tom Waits, so I let that one go. But I thought I could beat John. I don't know. So this is a sad love song. Thank you. Well, I know I don't want to talk about it anymore. And I know you don't want to think about it anymore. And I know you don't want to be with me anymore. And it's tearing me apart, breaking me in two. Nothing I can say. You're stealing my soul. You're taking my everything, taking my all. And I don't know what to say. And I know you don't want to hold me close anymore. Cause you don't want to dance with me in the morning anymore. And I know you don't want me. You don't want me anymore, no. And it's tearing me apart, breaking me in two. Nothing I can say. You're breaking my heart. You're stealing my soul. You're taking my everything, taking my all. And I don't know what to do. Well, I know if I were to throw the door wide open, baby, you would run. Just as fast as you can to get away from me, baby, no, no, no. And I know you don't love me anymore. And it's tearing me apart, breaking me in two. Nothing I can say. Nothing I can do, cause you're breaking my heart, stealing my soul, taking my everything, taking my all. And I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't know. You might have gotten on par with Mr. Waits there.
I don't know. I don't know. You know what I had to say.
Sad, yeah.
You
know what?
Can we take a break? I need to
gather
myself.
Thank you.
Sure.
You know, here's what I have to say about Tom Waits, and you know I love Tom Waits. But you know he was in town doing the Robert Redford movie, mm-hmm. right in Dayton. Now you would think a man that has stolen so much music from me would have at least called. Don't you think he should have called me?
Right. That was Sharon Lane live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're previewing the Miami Valley Music Fest, and we're going to talk more about the festival and some of the other bands that you can hear on the bill here in just a moment. We're going to shift to some recorded music in the interlude. But first, I want to thank all of you guys for coming out and playing for us
this evening.
So
yeah. Thanks, Juliet.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a quick listen to this one from Shrug's latest album and then more on Miami Valley Music Fest here on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
And hasn't said crashes happen, messing with the fascists in the balcony. That precocious little fart is well acquainted with the arts of alchemy.
That's Shrug from their latest album, Age of Ashes, with Better Come With Me. You can see them live on the stage Saturday as part of the Miami Valley Music Festival. That would be July 22nd, to be exact. But the fun actually starts on the 21st, Friday and Saturday, at the Troy Eagles Campground. And we've been doing a musical preview. And now we are shifting my view, at least, to this studio. We've got Rich Reuter and Sharon Lane in the studio to talk a little more about the Miami Valley Music festivities, if you will. So welcome back, both of you. Thank you.
Thank you
both for a great live performance, too. So we've got three stages plus the acoustic stage, and I'm just looking at this lineup, and we have everybody from the folks we heard tonight, Freak Bass, Signs of Life, Cherry Lee, Trey Stone, MacGuffin the Dumpster Fires, Defunk All-Stars. Yeah. Like, just in that group alone, what an amazing array of music from right here in our area that spans all different genres and styles. When y'all are thinking about, you know, embarking on the festival planning for each year, what are you thinking about in terms of crafting a lineup that has all of this in it?
I mean, having talked to Brad Denson, who's really the one who makes the selections and puts all this part of it together, and a lot of it as well. I think it's just a matter of showing off, you know, the different kinds of music that's available in the Miami Valley and the different kind of talents we have out there, and not just making it necessarily, you know, a total jam band festival, and trying to kind of offer something different than a lot of the other festivals out there. There's a lot of great festivals that happen, you know, every summer, and you're getting more and more of them too. But, you know, I think we try to deliberately offer something a little different, you know, some bands that you're not going to see at the other ones, and a different way of presenting them that you might not see at the other ones as well. So try and keep it a little bit different, and, you know, keep people interested. Because there's a lot of great competition out there for you.
Absolutely. And just to consider that, you know, this is all of our area.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Funk and rock and roll and rockabilly and bluegrass and so much more, all from right here in this community.
Yeah.
That's,
absolutely.
It's amazing. We have a wealth of riches.
And I think that I know the people, you know, when you rattle off these names and bands, and like Rich, you know, I mean, we all know each other somehow. Maybe we know some folks better than others, but we've all done these festivals or done a club and supported each other to where we can talk. And I think it's safe in saying with the few years I've known Brad now, the some mm-hmm. years, you know, it's not a matter of thinking genre. It's a matter of just thinking good music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and I think that leads to that diverse way of putting something together. You know, I don't think it's, well, we need four funk blingins and two. Mm-hmm. I think it's just good music, and it presents itself.
It's funny, too, because, you know, people talk about, you know, Dayton is most certainly the home of funk, but we also have such an identity, you know, in terms of bluegrass and music with Appalachian roots, as well as our beloved blues scene and our rock and roll scene. And you hit on something, Sharon, right there, where it's all great music. And I think that's the hallmark of Dayton music, is it's just all really, really great music.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's just good.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hard to say why it's such a confluence of different styles and talents, but I've always kind of maintained that, you know, per capita, I think we're hard to beat, you know, as far as talent goes.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I make a lot of fun of being the old gal in the bunch, but I am. And so, you know, my memories of Dayton and the music scene go way back, you know, and this area, you know, goes so many years, you know, further than Rich, because he wasn't born when that was happening. But you know what I'm saying, as far as like, it's good for me to see that there's still that standard of not being closed-minded about it, mm-hmm. artistry. And that's always been that way in this whole area. And I'm just real glad, you know, Brad sees that, and I'm real glad Miami Valley is respectful of that, you know, and allows different genres to come about, and just good music.
And it's got to be fun for you guys. I often hear from other performers that one of the joys of playing at a festival is that, you know, you when you're a working musician, it's like you get to see a lot of people, but they're the people you play with. So on any given
right.
night, you see maybe three other bands, maybe four if you're lucky. But when you're at a festival, you get to walk around and hear all these other people that you've been hearing about that always just happen to be playing maybe across town from you.
Oh, absolutely.
And make those connections,
yeah.
and kind of forge that community.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice chance to, yeah, you know, hang out with your peers and catch up with friends. And yeah, you're absolutely right.
And meet new ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've heard where I'm like going, who is that kid? He's great. And some of the best music, let me remind you, happens after everybody's finished right in the campgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you walk around and you hear some of the best stuff going on.
I wonder, someone ought to run the numbers of, like, how many new bands have formed out of those, like, campground connections. I don't even know that you could run the numbers,
yeah.
but I'm sure there are quite a few, you know, even if it's a couple years later, bands that sort of those seeds were planted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If nothing else, I mean, you certainly forge relationships where you meet other bands that you do shows with later on,
yeah.
or collaborate with in some fashion.
And speaking of collaborations, one thing I really want to highlight that's going to be on stage on Saturday right at 8, right at prime time, is a pretty special collaboration that we talked about on this show earlier this year as it was getting ready to kind of debut at Odd Bodies, which is the This Must Be the Party tribute to the Talking Heads. Yeah. So similar vibe to kind of the Last Waltz, mm-hmm. a bunch of musicians coming together to recreate this musical experience. And you know, from all accounts, it was a magical evening. Oh, and it's going to happen again at the fest.
No, it was spectacular. So I think we're really pleased to have it there again. And I mean, it really couldn't have gone any better, I don't think, when we saw it. And
that was great. Oh, my goodness. I kept telling people, you know, the girls were like going, they danced from the first note.
Oh, my gosh.
And I kept saying, I don't know why they didn't ask me to do this. I couldn't do that.
I kept saying I couldn't do that show because I couldn't keep up with the cardio. It was amazing. The energy they put out.
It was amazing.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to see it again.
Yeah.
So we'll have that. Signs of Life, the Pink Floyd tribute band, is going to be joining you. Mm-hmm. A really, really great crew from our region, I will say.
Yeah, they've been you know, doing really well regionally, playing some larger venues. And they've been a staple of the festival for a while, but they've been gone for a couple years, and now they're coming back. And I think they're going to do kind of a more stripped-down set and not necessarily you know, a Dark Side of the Moon or anything like that. So I think it'll be a kind of a different experience than what you've seen of them before, and it'll be and maybe a little different than what they've been playing around the area. So I think it'll be really, really neat.
Exciting.
Awesome. Now you started telling me about a little special, not necessarily musical, something that's going to be going down as we were getting sound checked. So I have to ask you about the thing we have marked on the schedule that I'm looking at as the special ceremony. So Tell me a little bit about the kind of special event that's going to be happening at this year's festival.
A gentleman reached out through the Miami Valley Music Facebook account and said that he and his fiance had met there or had some great times there the last few years, and it was a really special place to them, and that they actually wanted to get married before they went off to college in the fall. We're going to have a wedding at the festival. So I think the details are still being worked out, but we're all really excited about it. And it's really cool that, you know, the festival means enough to them to want to, you know, share that big event with everybody there and with that setting. So, you know, we're really excited and pleased that they wanted to do that there. So, you know, in addition to, I guess, all the connections we talk about making as musicians, I think there's, you know, and, you know, the same kind of things going on with everyone there. You know, people are making connections and meeting people and hanging out and having a good time and you know, forging special time. So it's a really nice place to be.
Well, and going along with that, too, we mentioned it before, but I think it's really worth talking about the fact that this festival is family friendly.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and not only are folks encouraged to bring their kids, but there are kids activities that happen throughout the weekend. Has that been part of the ethos of the festival since the very, very beginning? Or,
you know, I'm not really sure, but I think, you know, it's certainly for the last several years, we've always had an organization come and provide, you know, something for the kids to do, or have like a, you know, a bounce castle or something. Lisa Patrick's Grassroots Enrichment and Wellness organization did it last year, and she did a great job, and she's going to come do that again this year and organize some stuff for the kids to do. It's, you know, there's a family camping area, so it's a little more out of the way. So for when it gets late at night, it's a little quieter out there. So that, you know, there's still opportunities to have your fun, but it's, you know, as it's very respectful of families and really family friendly as well.
Nice. And what a good opportunity to sort of introduce younger ones to the music scene. In, you know, it's
absolutely,
sometimes you can swing it where, you know, and of course we have the Yellow Cab, we're very lucky, and sometimes other venues, you know, are flexible in their age policy or have special all ages shows, but to get to present the same array of great local music that we've been talking about to younger people, to that next generation of musicians and music fans, that's something really special.
And the musicians too, it's a chance for them a lot of times for their kids to see what they do. You know, mm-hmm. they, you know, mm-hmm. often can't bring, you know, 8-year-olds out to a bar, but you can, you know, very much bring them out to the Miami Valley Music Fest and have them, you know, play with other kids and camp and, you know, see what mom or dad does. You know,
awesome. And of course, this whole thing has a charity aspect, and so this year there's a voting process going on. Tell me a little bit about the charity voting.
Oh, sure. And we've done this for the last several years. There's a series of grants that we give out as the Miami Valley Music Fest Association. One's decided by the board, but the rest are decided by popular vote from the attendees of the festival. So you can go to the website and pick out the charity of your choice and vote up to once a day. So we like to make it representative of the wishes of the people coming to the festival about who they'd like to have their money go to. And for all of the charities, there's an opportunity for them to share what they do, bring some information, talk to the festival goers and just inform them of some of the great work that they're doing around the area.
Excellent, excellent.
You know, I wanted to throw in, there's wonderful vendors that come
yes.
to the, and set up. And so the artistry goes beyond music, and you have, people that make beautiful jewelry and draw and whatever they do and make wonderful items to wear and handbags. So, it's like the art is through the whole place. And they provide art tables for the kids. And so I think the thing that that might be why I liked that so much, because it just felt real comfortable and the kids felt comfortable and that you're getting, how many times do you give money that you really have a choice to say, hey, I really want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I respect that too. I think, and you have a say. So I think it's a great feeling.
Excellent, excellent. And so tickets are still available, including the weekend passes with the camping?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah, so, all the weekend passes come with tent camping, but we've got some options if you want to camp by your car, or if you want to bring an RV with an electric hookup, we've got some add-ons for that. We also have a VIP option where you get access to a tent and, running water. And bathrooms and food and drink. So, so it's, it's a nice thing if you want to treat yourself. There's a variety of different options, and we just actually released the single day tickets today. So if you can only make one or the other, we have some, you can just go Friday or Saturday.
And those are all available at MiamiValleyMusicFest.com. Mm-hmm. And we've got a link up on the Facebook page, Facebook.com/KaleidoscopeRadio as well. You can go there, check out the full amazing lineup, and get your hands on some tickets. And the charity voting is there too as well.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that if you're itching to go out and get a little taste, that you could still make it up to Troy for the last little bit of the preview party. Tell us what's going on there.
I think Brad and some people are just throwing a show up there to kind of show off some of the stuff that you'll be hearing. And I believe they're giving away a couple tickets as well. So that's at the Leaf and Vine in downtown Troy.
Excellent, excellent. Well, MiamiValleyMusicFest.com is the place to go for all of your details and your tickets and your charity voting for this year's festival. It's July 21st and 22nd. That's a Friday and a Saturday at Troy Eagles Campground. We've also got links up to all the information as well as the musicians you heard on tonight's show at our Facebook page. We're at Facebook.com/KaleidoscopeRadio. And Rich, Sharon, thank you guys
so much
for being here.
Thank you.
Let's wrap it up with some Trey Stone and the Ringers. This one is from Ahead of the Pack.
Something good.